Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, get involved. Get engaged. I mean that sincerely. Pick up the, you know, podcast that we have. The, I call them classics. They're not old videos. They're not old shows. They're classics. And seriously, for all intents and purposes, you'll learn. There'll be a lot happening. And I only bring on people, I hope I only bring on people that have a clue. Right? Again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. General Paul Valley is going to join me after the break. And you're not hearing a lot about what's going on in and around this country, in and around the world. And you really need to understand that, you know, little Kim, whether it's his sister or him, they've not gone anywhere. They're still there. When it comes to, you know, people like China, right, and Iran, these people are still there. There's still a lot going on. And we're just not paying attention. We should be. We ought to be. But somehow we've decided this is not an important thing to do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me. Let's check out Rick. Rick in California. Rick, how you doing?
Hi, Joe. I'm out of Oroville, California. And I've been watching the show quite a bit. Very good to have that on.
Well, thank you.
I just want to kind of break some ice with your listeners, and maybe even you, about some of the things that are swallowing up Texas and California, especially California right now. Bill Clinton back in 93 came through here and just did a number on the state. He brought in some of the Regional Planning Association of America's acts and policies and whatever he's got going on with the Democrats in government back then. And he just literally tore this place up. They've got everybody packed in two great big regions. The Federal Department of Transportation is involved with this NGO, RPA. And I don't think people really realize it, and they're just jammed all into these areas, these regions, and they're not even questioning it.
Yep.
It's getting dangerous out here. This is horrific, and I know that parts of Texas, the same thing. I don't know. I'm an old guy now, and I've seen what's been going on since, well, for a long time, and it's a progressive, very slow forward march to this globalization of and China's involved in the same thing, by the way,
oh,
with
sure.
its mega cities. They can't get anybody to fill
our biggest problem, Rick, is that they play the long game. You know, listen to a name you just brought up. Bill Clinton came out here. They play the long game, and they'll stick with it, and they'll make corrections along the way. You know what I'm saying? And we don't. We seem to wait till we get, you know, hit in the side of the head before we decide to turn around and see what's coming at us. We're never really proactive about things. You agree with that?
I agree with that, but I do believe it's purposely it's not brought out in the open. It's not transparent, and it's purposely that way. I mean, when you've got Land Corporation and everybody else trying to throw these big balls into the arena and get these Democrats rolling with this regional economic venture, and then they've got all the government agencies involved with them, and these NGOs out of New York, Manhattan.
Yeah.
That's where they're coming from.
Yep, there's a lot going on out there, and we've got to get people truly engaged, truly involved, and truly willing to, you know, sacrifice to call these people out. Hey, listen, I really appreciate your call, man. Keep listening to the show. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for being on the air. Take care.
Yep. Thank you. All right, so there, you know, I got to tell you guys something. And I can't wait till the general comes on. I got a lot to talk about with him as well. They do the long game. I'm very involved in politics, very involved in consulting for politics. And they say, well, where'd this guy come from? Where'd that guy come from the left? I said, well, you're not paying attention. They groom these people. They set them up. They make them, they'll make them assistants to an assistant as a supervisor or an assembly person or a state senator. And then they get to know everybody. They get in there. They get to learn what's going on in those areas. I think in some states they're called aldermen here. They're called assemblymen. And what they do in their different districts is they start grooming young people. They send them out to speak on their behalf, to show up at the different clubs and events to get certificates and such out, so they get to know people in the community. Now, we do that a little bit. We don't do it to the degree they do. We need to do it more. Now, earlier we were talking about how Sonia was talking about the difference between the left and the right and what have you. Now, check this out. Target has stopped the sale of a transgender skeptical book based on one tweet. Right? Think about that. Twitter for Target store says the $80 billion corporation will stop selling a book about transgenderism and its harmful impact on young girls following a complaint from a single Twitter account. Let's not listen to science. Let's not talk to the doctors. Let's not talk to people that really know. Probably one person, a transgender person maybe, I don't know for sure, complained about it, and Target, an $80 billion corporation with hundreds of thousands and thousands of stores, has decided to pull it. Why aren't we that loud in the Christian/conservative community? Why do we have that kind of power? Think about that during the break. Be back with General Paul Valley after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
That is one of my favorite intros. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved in the conversation. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. If you want to get involved, you want to get engaged, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, take notes. Take notes. You know, this is good stuff. This is good stuff I give you people. There's no reason for you to ignore it. Anyway, one of my favorite guests to have on the show, I don't have him on enough, is retired Major General Paul Vallely. He joins me from time to time, gives us some insight as to what's happening. And just because we're not hearing about China or Iran or any of those places, doesn't mean they're just sitting around doing nothing, you know, having tea with each other. General, thanks for joining me. I appreciate your time.
Joe, it's always a pleasure.
Well, I appreciate that. That makes two of you, you and my wife, and her I'm not so sure about, so... But we're hearing about how China is behind all this chaos, and Iran is behind this chaos, and Russia might be joining in on it. Give me your insight. I mean, is this hysteria, or could this be real?
Well, picture yourself sitting in Beijing right now or in Moscow or Tehran and looking what's going on in America and the divisions in America and the turmoil that's been created in the last, since COVID came on board with the riots and demonstrations. And if you look through their eyes, they're seeing America really decaying, which will give them an opportunity, for example, China, to be the global power in the world of economics, finances, and so on, and militarily. And so from that standpoint, same thing with Tehran. That's why they're backing and put out, they're backing basically Joe Biden because he knows, or they know, that he's easy, he's weak, he's not a strong leader like President Trump, and they'll be able to manipulate him.
Yep. And
so when I look through their eyes, that's what I see.
And he's got the keys to the safe, and they need that money, don't they?
I love the money. Well, he doesn't have it yet, and hopefully he won't have it. I think things are a little more encouraging today about Trump and some of the five states here, especially Pennsylvania. So it's not over yet, Joe.
Oh, no, no. I'm with you.
Biden's not president-elect. He may think so, but he's not.
No, I'm with you. I agree it's not over yet. We've never had a president willing to fight like this. You know, you heard George W. came right out and basically said, yeah, he needs to concede. Well, why? They weren't even done counting yet. They were giving states to Biden after 22% of the vote was in. It made absolutely no sense to me, you know?
Well, what we saw that night, I mean, I watched it at 2 o'clock in the morning. President Trump is well ahead in mostly all of those states.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden the votes stopped being counted. Then they opened up the next morning about 8 o'clock. And now they've tracked that the Dominion
software
probably kicked in. And maybe the hammer and the scorecard, the other cyber technology to change the votes and turn them from Trump to Biden. So in the early morning hours when they start counting him the next day, the vote started going plus for Biden.
Oh, yeah. You could. I was in the technology / computer world for over 20 years before I got into this. And when they started talking about everything they were doing with elections, with computers, I said, this is not good, people. This is not going to bring it to us faster. It's going to bring it to us more corrupt because that's how bad it is.
Right.
You know, and you've seen that happen.
Well, the other thing. Right. Well, we found out that and the way it's supposed to work, and it worked, I think, this way, that once these votes were tabulated early in the morning of the next day, that, in fact, they're supposed to go, as I understand it, to the Secretary of State of the states. Okay?
Right.
And from there, they release it from the state level, and then it goes on the Internet. Okay.
Right.
So once it's on the Internet, then the votes can be manipulated as they want them to, either by the Dominion software or by the hammer or what we call the scorecard. And so there seemed to be a lot of manipulation of changing the votes between 2 o'clock in the morning of election night into the next day. So that's – but here's the thing, Joe. You have to have proof. You have to be able to have specific evidence. Secondly, you need the people that were involved in the fraud. And that's what the Trump legal teams have to do. Now, they have over 120 affidavits, I think, from Michigan. So they have a lot of people that are doing
coming
these
forward.
Affidavits.
Yeah. I'm
so
surprised at how many people are coming forward.
Yeah, that's just in one state. And we know over 30 districts in Michigan for the software program that could go in and manipulate the data and change the votes. So the next day, it showed all these votes going to Biden. So, but again, proof and people. Now, if you get two or three people, excuse me, in these key states to turn evidence, guess what? They're going to flip a lot of people, aren't they?
Yeah. Yep. And we, and to your point, you know, looking at the data, look at the software, how many people were actually flipped by the program itself. And that's a big deal. People, again, I never trust them because it's too easy to manipulate a computer to make it do what you want it to do. And I don't think people
especially
really
today.
Understand that.
Yeah, no, that you do. That's easy today if you got these techies in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like at Facebook or Twitter. How they instantaneously can get information, and then they have the ability to manipulate that information and change it, and then go public with it. That's how quick technology is today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they've been working on this for a long time. We did a story when I first started the show, a little over 10 years ago, and it was a story about a young man that thought he was helping the Democrat Party in Florida find holes in their software, when in reality, they had asked them, here's our software, we want you to recode it so that somebody could easily change votes. We want to know how easy it is to do. And then he didn't realize till he had done, you know, two versions of it exactly what they were doing. And we have his, you know, testimony and the whole nine yards. And so they've been doing this for decades, trying to get away, trying to make this happen. The computers made it so much easier for them. And to your point, there is an article out there right now about the computer experts who've already looked at the code on a couple of those software packages, and they can see exactly where they flipped the votes from Trump to Biden. So I don't know how you prove that. I don't know how it plays out. We'll talk more about it after the break. Go with your host, retired General Paul Valley, joins me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump stepped in front of the White House press corps for the first time in more than a week to celebrate news of a successful COVID-19 vaccine. The president also spoke of the vaccine delivery time frame.
As soon as April, the vaccine will be available to the entire general population, with the exception of places like New York State, where for political reasons, the governor, he doesn't trust the fact that it's this administration, so we won't be delivering it to New York until we have authorization to do so. so, and Governor Cuomo will have to let us know when he's ready for it.
The president added, no medical breakthrough of this scope and magnitude has ever been achieved this rapidly, and we're very proud of it. Pfizer this week announced that its vaccine had been more than 90% effective in protecting patients against the virus that has killed more than 220,000 people in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Like the fella once said.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. And in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring him on, because I so much enjoy the time that he spends with me. We've got retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time. I always appreciate the insight he has. I appreciate his service. You know, this week was Veterans Week. General, I hope your family and friends took care of you well.
Well, we had a spaghetti dinner at the VFW. What do you think about that?
I think that's wonderful. You know, it's about time. Most of the events I go to, they're, you know, they're tacos. And I go, wait a minute, what did we forget, the spaghetti? What happened here? So good. I'm glad they took care of you. Hey, listen, you know, when it comes to, again, what's going on right now, I was thinking about during the break what you said, and it's so true. I mean, Russia, China, you talk about being the laughing stock, which is what they said we were under Trump, which is so far from being true. But we are now the laughing stock as they're looking at us and say, wait a minute, you bring your people all across the planet to make sure that there's safe, secure elections in other places, but you can't make it happen at home. This is just amazing.
It's exactly what they're thinking. Yeah. They're looking at some third world country, Venezuela.
We need the purple finger.
And we look at this move towards communism and socialism, and my God, are they educated? Have they seen what's happened in Russia and China and Cuba and Venezuela and the countries that have gone communist? My goodness gracious, people, get smart.
And the young people still want it. They still believe that socialism is definitely the way to go. So, you got any ideas? You know, my attitude, being in computers all the years I was in, get back to the paper ballots. Nothing is impossible, but there's ways to watch over those things to make them happen. When it comes to computers, it is so easy to turn those votes. There's a story in Minnesota, I think it was Minnesota, where they had one of the workers, one of the upper management workers, leave with a thumbnail drive for about 3.5, 5 minutes, whatever it was, come back in. And when they plugged that drive in, 98% of what was on there were for Biden. And I'm thinking to myself, that would have been so easy to do, or pre-do, if you wouldn't. Who let him leave the building? This is too easy to do, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely easy to manipulate when you have these mail-out votes and no signatures. But, you know, if you add up the votes, there are, what, about 150 million people voted in America. I mean, there's got to be a way, even if we have voting on November 3rd, we can do it November 2nd and November 3rd, and everybody go and vote, personally vote.
I know a lot of our overseas people can't do that. They got to do it by a mail-in ballot that's valid.
Right.
But there's better ways to do this, that's for sure. But the computers probably can be used in some way, but no way when they can be manipulated as they have in this election.
I don't know if you heard about the Syrian information today. There was somebody who came out in the administration or an underling and said that they never really reduced the troops in Syria and they never told the president. I can't imagine them doing this under any other president. What's your thoughts?
That's not true. The president would know.
Okay.
The president would know, yeah, through the military. He would know. This was an ambassador to Syria who was an anti-Trumper, by the way. I don't know why he was even there. But I'm one of the few that's been inside Syria. I know that situation very well. And we kept some special forces in there. And I'm sure we have probably a couple teams in there now just observing. But certainly the ability to withdraw as many troops out of the Middle East is what Trump's wanted to do, and I back him on that. It's not our wars over there. The Iraq war was totally unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look at 19 years now in Afghanistan, I mean, it's ridiculous. And you got a lot of these generals that think we need to continue these wars, but we don't. And so I back President Trump all the way on his mission to bring our troops out of the Middle East. It's really not our problem over there.
No, they need to learn how to take care of themselves. And the other thing I love about it, too, though, is the fact that President Trump, he was pulling us out of these places. Unless I miss it, he hasn't started any new wars or skirmishes anywhere. He gets in and gets out on issues that he needs to do. And, again, I have to believe some of this is the money men who make money off of war that are not very happy with him. True?
Well, sure. It's the defense contractors. I've been involved with some of them. I know. You know, they want to build lots of weapons. They want to create threats. And that's what it's all about when we do it in the Pentagon. It's about what we call threat assessment. So you assess these threats, and then you build the force to counter those threats as far as number of airplanes, number of ships at sea, number of Marines, number of Army, and so on and so forth. And that's how they do it at the Pentagon. So if you build up a big enough threat over there, and China, of course, is our major threat right now, not Russia.
Right.
But we have adequate forces now, thanks to President Trump, for building up our military again.
Yeah, right. And he was the war. I love it, how he's getting us out of war, but he was the warmonger. I think this is just amazing. Let's hit Iran for a minute, who is getting all excited, jumping up and down now, because if Biden gets in, the money will just start pouring back in there. Did they ever really stop their nuclear, activities?
No.
Yeah,
they didn't. And they have a nuclear capability.
Wow. Unreal. It's just unreal to me, and the American people are sleeping at the wheel. You guys, I can't tell you how often people have said to me, so when did that happen? It's like, are you serious? Have you, like, you've been in a coma or what? To your point about Russia, Russia's not, they're broke, are they not?
No, they're doing okay over there. I was over there a few years ago, and they developed the financial system over there. They're doing well in energy, and but they're... the Russians don't want war. They've suffered so much over the past century of their people being killed in these wars, from Hitler to and then in Afghanistan they took a beating. They don't want war. They really want to be prosperous and develop whatever they can under the capitalist system.
But we've been told that Putin is a hardliner, and he wants total control of that area or those areas around Russia. Does that not really play out?
Well, he had his reasons for doing what he's done, but he's looking out for the Russian people, just as President Trump's looking out for the American people. But if you take China, the Chinese Communist Party, we've written over 18 articles now from Stand Up America Foundation on China. And out of billions of people over there, I don't know, what is it, 1.4 billion now?
Yep.
I can't remember all the numbers. Only 1.5 million people over there really run the country. The rest are subservient to the Chinese Communist Party. 1.5 million people are the wealthiest, and they run the country over there. They're all members of the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah. No. And they don't care about their people. They're really, the regime there, the guy at the top, doesn't care at all about their people. We already know this to be true.
Just that's amazing. Right. Look what they've done in Hong Kong, and their next target is going to be Taiwan.
Yeah, actually, that's funny you should say that, because that was my next question to you, is, you know, look at Hong Kong. They've driven out any kind of leaders that really believe in Hong Kong, believe in independence, and that was not the agreement. That was not the rule. But what can we really do about it?
Nothing.
God bless.
Why?
Oh, God.
It's like a football field. If you control the 20-yard line, you win. Because you don't want to get them, you want to get them across the goal line. And so what China does is continue to spread its money, its as far as its power, what we call, you know, the power projection, where they've taken over these atolls and these
right.
islands in the South China Sea. They move into a country, they invest in that country. They get that country beholden to them. It's like Pakistan is a very good example of what the Chinese have done. Two new ports, airports, seaports, and a road that extends from western China through Pakistan to the Indian Ocean. That never wow. existed before. But you never hear about that on the U.S. news. We have no clue what's going on overseas.
No, and I heard that some of the... I've got friends that over in England and a few other places in Europe, and they were telling me they were seeing things about Joe Biden that we weren't seeing here. And it's not that they weren't supporting him back there, but they actually were playing news about Joe Biden. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about your organization. I want to talk about how people can help it. Joe Mussini, your host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. Be back in a few moments.
Another break, and then we're done. At the end, Minnesota game then.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowway.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me just get him back on with us. I so much enjoy his time with me. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, and I always love the insight he has as to what's going on, well, in this country and overseas. But his organization, Soldiers Memorial Fund. Oh, God, I have social on the brain. Scrub that. Soldiers Memorial Fund, and General, why don't you tell people about the fund? Tell them what you're doing and how they can support you.
Well, actually, we have terminated that after some 15 years.
Wow.
That was a foundation fund for our son who we lost in the Army in 2004. But now we've strictly focused on the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, and that website is standupamericaus.org. So people want to support us in what we do. We're constitutional patriots, and we publish a lot. We provide President Trump with a number of studies. So we do a lot of things. By the way, who you ought to get on, I was thinking of, is Jason Whitlock.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Get Jason on and have him talk about the bee in black, and it is absolutely phenomenal. It will be eye-opening for a lot of your black listeners as well. Jason Whitlock. I think he's ESPN.
Yeah. No, I think I've heard him, too, as well, over there on that other network that we're not mentioning any,
right.
any longer. You know what I'm saying? I am tired of these news rhinos and rhinos all over the place. People we thought were on our side would fight for us, and actually they haven't done it. They haven't done it to the level that we thought that they would, or they let us to believe they would. You know? What's that?
Especially a lot at Fox News. I can't believe where Fox News has gone.
Yep. No, and it's heartbreaking because they were one of the places we could turn to for even the worst over there was 85% truth and on our side. And now it seems like you've got two shows over there, maybe three, but two, I think it's Carlson and Hannity that truly are still on our side, still fighting for the president, still just exposing the truth. Lou Dobbs, yes, he's on the business side. Love him.
Lou Dobbs.
Love that guy, black and white.
Most of OAN and, we're switching mostly to OAN and Newsmax now.
Yeah, that's what we should be doing. All right, so I asked you before, I'm just going to ask you again, heart of hearts, where do you think Trump ends up on the other side of this?
I think we can pull it out in support of Trump, but it's going to be a tough one, no doubt about it. It's a tough battle in the courts now.
Can you imagine any other president trying to fight this like him? If we had any other guy trying to fight this.
Nobody could fight it like him.
No, I agree with you, because he won't give up. You know?
No, he won't give up. He's a fighter. He'll go to the end.
All right, General. Listen, I always appreciate you. You know that. I always appreciate your time with me. And you be good, you be healthy, and we'll have you back on in a couple more weeks.
Okay, Joe. Thank you very much.
Thank you. General Paul Vallely, and love having him on with me. I really do. The guy has got a clue. He knows what's going on. And he's got his finger on the pulse. You know, I don't know, is it just us? We tend to be able to only focus on one thing at a time, which is kind of crazy. And I think what we need to do is, maybe we need to put our little sub-teams together. I don't know. But China's still active. You heard it. Iran's still active. And you've got this peace in the Middle East. Why is it that any president before Trump hasn't been able to pull this off? Now, Mary Hart over there on that channel, that other news channel, Mary Hart's been saying, oh, no, Obama was working on this for years. No, he wasn't. He was working on appeasing those people, sending money over there. And it had nothing to do with this. He was trying to buy their peace, trying to buy their quiet. That's what he was trying to do with little Kim. Right? With North Korea and what have you. This is what he's trying to do. Trying to do it with all of them. And, you know, all they're going to do is sting you later on. They're going to take you to the cleaners. And I'm not so sure. Some of you are going to get mad at me. But I'm not so sure this means that Trump was the smartest guy in the room. You might be able to say, he was the gutsiest guy in the room. Really, in all sincerity. He was the one willing to step out, willing to make it happen, willing to push back, willing to fight. All of his accomplishments, all of them, will be, you know what? They'll be turned around because they hate him so much. You know that. You know that they're sitting there going through his executive orders one by one by one by one by one to see which ones they're going to wipe out. That's just not cool. Not right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Truly do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being, you know, part of the conversation. Part of the solution. And if you don't think, you know, we talked about this a while back. If you don't think this is a fight for your life, I mean, they don't care about you. It's all about the power they're going to end up with. You know, Zero Hedge has got a piece up right now that Dr. Fauci says, I'm sure some of you are going to be shocked. Just shocked to no end. But Dr. Fauci now says that the coronavirus, well, it won't be a pandemic that much longer. What's he thinking, like January 20th? 21st. No, 21st. And the latest example of the conflicting messages we're getting from him. And, boy, they seem to come in on a regular basis, don't they? Do you think if this was that serious, that bad, that deadly, that he would have gone to the baseball game that day, even with a couple, just a couple of people, without a mask on? If it was that contagious, that bad. So what he's saying is, we can go back to churches. He was talking on the program earlier today. We go back to churches and stuff like that, as long as we continue to maintain social distancing and masks. You have to do both. So as the World Health Organization, the Gates Foundation, they're trying to raise like $18 billion for their own COVID program, which just scares me to no end. And then they want to help poorer nations get the vaccine. We've already talked about help, which we help ourselves, obviously. Help poorer nations get the vaccine. And we're not just helping ourselves to help. We're only getting so much of this stuff. They can only make so much of it so fast, right? But when Fauci comes out and says, this is not going to be a pandemic much longer, am I the only one sitting there going, what do they know that we don't? Really? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, you wonder, as I watch this sickness play out to a degree, you heard that Eli, Musk. Eli said that he took, what, four tests in a day? Two came back positive, two came back negative. I mean, that's good. He said there's something wrong here. He, very rich guy, said there's something wrong here. It's amazing to me that more on the left aren't pushing back. But they're afraid. They're afraid that if they push back and they show what's going on, it's going to put their guy away. It's going to bury their guy, who should be buried. No, seriously. We're at a point now where, you know, Hillary Clinton, Hunter Biden. We can go on, right? I mean, what's the list? I'd even say Nancy Pelosi. You can make this list pretty long, pretty far, pretty wide. The whole Clinton gang. I think Chelsea's involved too, to a degree. They'd all end up in jail, wouldn't they? Come on, think it through. They would, because they've all got their hand in the till somewhere. They're all benefiting from this illegally got money. Yeah, you heard me say, legally got money. Wouldn't it be great if they could show you everything that the Clinton Foundation took in, where it went, who it went to? I think you'd find some real problems there, don't you? Anyways, what does it mean? Email, you can send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. So one way to get in touch with us. You can always get involved by phone during the show, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. So just give me some numbers to write down. Use them if you need to. If you feel in that mood, you got an extra $5, $10, $15 in your pocket, it's real simple. I get a text that says, Go Joe. One word, Go Joe. Short code is 77948. So text Go Joe to 77948. You can help out. Like I said, $5, $10, whatever it is. Anyway, got a special guest coming in the next hour. We're going to talk about numbers. When it just gets down to these numbers that they need to know. What to win, when to win, how to win, how to make all that stuff happen. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to Real Side. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.